On Christmas Day, the Basilica of Santa Maria in Trastevere here in Rome will transform itself into a huge banqueting hall offering lunch and festive cheer to thousands of people in need. The event is being organized by the St. Egidio community, and there will be similar gatherings in 70 countries where the community is based. Spokesperson for the St. Egidio community, Mario Maraziti, told Lydia Kane more about their work this Christmas.
St. Egidio and the poor, our family becomes larger, and of course the Basilica of Santa Maria in Trastevere will become the mother of all the Christmas meals in Rome and in the world. Only in Trastevere there will be 2,000 people eating with us, which is homeless, elderly, immigrants, disabled, and 10,000 people in Rome, and about 20,000 people in Italy, 100 and something in the world, also in prisons and in places of suffering. But to say one thing, that we can be a large family, everyone has a name, a human dignity, everyone will receive gifts with a name on it, so the poor are not just numbers, human, but they are brothers and sisters, we have the same family.
Do you think that this year more people will be coming to you, probably because of maybe the economic crisis?
Well, I unfortunately, you don't need to be a prophet to know that there are more people in need and more people who will be with us. There is also a need that is not just economic, that loneliness is becoming another terrible killing partner of lives of the poor and of the weak, and especially in Western countries and societies and big cities. So, yes, and we will have many families that may have a home, but one has lost his job and they cannot pay for the rent and so on. I think we will have more individual lonely people and more people with children that cannot pay for their rent or they're losing their jobs.
Mario, obviously it's coming to the end of one year and we're going into another year, 2012. What does Santa Egidio envisage for 2012, the start of 2012 and into 2012?
Well, for the world, we will be working that poverty will not be a structural tool for new poor in the future. So we will be working on this in Africa, creating a new generation of no more invisible children with the program Bravo, and registering millions of new human beings to a normal life, or through the AIDS program Dream, helping people to live, not just to survive with AIDS, and then when they are alive people, to create new movements of activists that can spread the good news and new jobs and hope for Africa. Or in Italy, I think that we are proposing to create a new table where local community, local authorities can renegotiate the debt of the people who cannot pay for the rent, so that people in a time of crisis will not lose their homes even if they do not own them, as we did in the world, in Western countries, with the people that could not pay mortgages with the banks. We are supporting the idea of the new government to create a salary of a minimum wage so as not to be cut out from any hope for the future and for their children.
Do you envisage 2012 being a more difficult year?
I think that for sure in Italy and in some other Western countries, it will be another difficult year, and probably a year with more difficulties, because we are consuming the savings, and we are consuming the savings of a whole generation after the Second World War. But I think that our societies could start from the crisis to create a less individualistic and a more solidaristic and community-style life, stopping seeing one category, maybe the immigrants or the gypsies or the Romanians. There are new, every year one can invent a category of so-called enemies. So stopping pointing out to strange categories as if they were scapegoats and enemies, and recreating a new language and the art of living together.